Our next guest would have a smile on his face tonight because he's found himself a new home. He is Matthew Wright. He found his way to Carlton on the back of being a delisted free agent. Of course, finished up at the end of last year, or end of this year, I should say, end of last season with Adelaide. And he joins us now. Matty, how are you?
Big, how are you, mate? Yeah, going well. Been a good day.
Good to hear. Hey, was this something that took a bit of organising or did it come out of the blue? What were your thoughts? Because there was some suggestion that you may have stayed at Adelaide as a rookie.
It's sort of in the works for a little bit. I met with the Carlton Footy Club a couple of weeks ago, went over there and caught up with them, and they were pretty keen for me to come on board, and I was the same. And we had a few little sort of situations to play out, and fortunately enough, I landed there today and couldn't be happier.
Were there any other clubs interested in terms of maybe taking you in the draft on Tuesday?
No, there's a little bit of interest out there, I suppose, but I suppose you just never really know what they're thinking. Mm. They keep their cards sort of pretty close to the chest this time of year, so there's a little bit of hope there, but wasn't sort of expecting too much, no.
Well, Matty, congratulations. We'll get back to this point, but I want to start with congratulations on your marriage.
Oh, yes. Should have mentioned
that. Thank you very
much. Hey?
Yeah, it was a very good day, and we're very fortunate to have the people that were there, and everything went according to plan.
The only one thing that I should say is you had a few motley heads in as groomsmen, by the way.
I'm not sure how a couple of them got in there, to be honest. But no, they were fantastic, and they seemed to have a pretty good day by the state of them by the end of it.
Fantastic. Now let's, as we begin, we'll move from there. Were you disappointed or shocked originally to be delisted by the Crows?
Initially there was. It's not a great position to sort of be in. You got a lot of mates there, and you've been at the club for 6 years, so it was, most of my adult life I'd been in and around those walls down at West Lakes. It was disappointing, but on the same foot, I sort of understood why. It was from a list management point of view, and that's fine. They're trying to do the best thing for their footy club, and I completely understand that. Mm. So definitely no hard feelings. I had a great 6 years of that footy club, which I'm looking forward to joining Carlton and many more.
Yeah, pretty productive too, 94 games in 6 years. Did they give you any feedback? What were the reasons they gave you for letting you go?
To be honest, Vic, it's more of, a list management sort of point of view, where they thought the list was at and who they had come through. Unfortunately, just got squeezed out. That's the industry we're in, and was fortunate enough to be picked up by the Blues and looking forward to getting over there.
Yeah, well, they got Wayne Miller and a couple of others, so you can see where they've come from there, Matty. Who told you?
It was a tricky one, really, because I was in Hawaii on the honeymoon. So it was pretty hard to sort of get in contact, but ended up speaking with Reedy, who I'd been speaking through without, and obviously through my management, Michael Dowdy.
Hey, in terms of looking forward now to Carlton, we spoke to a couple of the recruits at the draft, of course, Jacob Wietering and others. Yep. They had four picks inside 20. It's an exciting time because it's taken on such a totally different look than what it was last year.
Yeah, it's a pretty sort of different looking Carlton footy club. This year, obviously, the five picks in the draft, like you mentioned, four in the top 20 there, and obviously they traded in a few other new faces from other clubs, including Sam Kerridge. So, it's an exciting time, and I suppose that was part of one of the reasons they were keen on me, was to sort of bring a bit of that leadership and experience. So I'm looking forward to getting over there and getting stuck into it.
Sounds like they wanted the draft to get through and then see whether they passed on the last pick to keep a spot for you depending on what role. Was that probably how it was described to you?
Yeah, a little bit. Again, I suppose it comes from a list management point of view from Carlton as well. They're, the situation that they're in, and they had to do the best thing from their footy club, and fortunately, I was a part of that plan.
Have you met Brendan Bolton yet?
Yeah, I have.
You taller than him?
Come on, man. Eye to eye chat.
Well, we're going to be chip.
Yeah, I think he was pretty keen to get me over because we're at the same eye level. So worked out well.
Oh, well, Matt, I've really enjoyed your 6 years at the Crows with those 90-odd games. I love your competitiveness. I love how clean you are. I love your ball use. You know, your finish. You're always there. You do the right things. You're inside 50 work just to trap it in at stoppage and whatnot. You're going to be an absolute diamond for the Blues. We'll follow you with keen interest because we did while you were here, Matty. Congratulations. Well done on the marriage. Or oh, any little tin lids on the way? Do you think you'll just get straight into that little...
I'm sure they're not too far away.
Hey, Bits! There you go. There's a scoop.
I think footy's the number one priority.
Good man.
Today, so I appreciate those kind words, guys.
No, oh, good on you, Roddy. You're an absolute star. Thanks, mate, and we'll talk to you soon.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, one of the other great things...
Never let you down, this bloke.
...about Matty Wright, you're right there... absolutely loved by the playing group. He has one of the best sense of humour I think I've been involved with at a footy club, and he delivers. We used to have different things you'd do at the footy club where you'd have presentations or awards or whatever, and he'd always be the one who'd stand up and do the presenting, and he would always bring his own sense of humour to it. So I guess in some ways there were many people who were disappointed when he left, but he's on the bigger and better things, and I think everyone wishes him all the best. So,
and Matty Wright, class? He's only 26. Hey, Carlton has a host of fresh, talented bound by Blue. Bix, are you? So if you haven't signed up or renewed your membership for 2016, then call the Blues today, 1300-CARLTON, that's 1300-CARLTON, or visit membership.carltonfc.com.au, onwards and upwards.
Yep.
And that kid we spoke to on draft day,
Jacob
Wietering, I have never met.
You were besotted by him.
I was besotted by him. Did you see how pretty his mum was?
No.
And his sisters?
No.
And his father?
No.
Did you see their skin? This bloke's nearly 200. He's already done his degree, basically. He's studying, what was it?
Global politics.
Global politics.
And, and the history of revolutions.
History of revolutions. So he's a brain. He is a genius. He's basically a genius. There's one tap on the head with the lucky stick. Yeah. Boom. You're smart. You're good looking. Now, boys are allowed to say that. Now, I'm a sensitive new age man.
Yeah.
This bloke's a good looking dude. I had a look at his silky smooth skin. He didn't have a blemish on it. So there's a touch on the head with a lucky stick. So he's got two ding dings. Mm. Boom, boom. The number one draft. Oh,
six foot five.
6 foot five.
Ran a 15-1 beep test.
His mum's a yummy mummy. Oh, could you?
I didn't
just
see that.
What?
Oh, that's not
you
important.
You can say that.
I know, but it's not important. But the thing is, he's got some footy smarts and ability as well.
Well, I think it's important to acknowledge the whole package, Bix. You're going red in the face.
Well, I think it's a little bit sexist.
No, it's not.